WSJM News Time is 6 o'clock. It's 62. News Talk 94.9. WSJM News Now begins with your forecast. Mostly cloudy, a few showers this morning. Still mostly cloudy this afternoon, a high 75. Clouds continue tonight down to 62. Scattered showers and thunderstorms possible tomorrow afternoon with a high of 80. With Pat Moody, I'm Ray Gustafson. The news this morning brought to you by May Oberfell Lorber. Accessible, experienced, versatile. Visit maylorber.com. Here's your top story at 6.
Elliot Uzelak has had enough with the turmoil in Benton Harbor Schools. He resigned as head football coach Friday with a terse letter to the school board. Uzelak citing the forced resignation of athletic director Trey Crucial, false accusations by board trustee Lisa Gully about Crucial and the football program at board meetings, and Gully's actions leading to the resignation of assistant football coach Jerry DiOrio.
When we did a grade check on our student athletes, the football players, and we found all these massive amounts of F's and credit recovery things, and then my mind started really to spinning around because I couldn't believe that we were doing this poorly. And it really upset me because I felt like our student body deserves a better opportunity to quality education.
Well, Uzelak spoke to 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports Phil McDonald over the weekend about his decision to step down after three seasons. He led the Tigers to a 21-11 record since 2015 and attracted national attention with the quick turnaround of the program. Prior to Benton Harbor, Uzelak coached at the University of Michigan, Western Michigan University, Navy, the NFL's Cleveland Browns, and the St. Joseph High School Bears, among others. The full interview is available as a podcast at WSJMSports.com.
Well, we're learning more about a shooting incident at the Cosmo Extended Stay Motel in Sotus Township Friday morning. Tiffany Main telling WSJM News one of the people involved was her boyfriend. He was trying to protect her and her mother from a man that had held her mom hostage for about a half an hour before she showed up to surprise her and take her to breakfast. Main says her mother warned her the man was armed and they told him to leave.
And back out, pulled in. He waited, I believe, until he thought we were all back in the room, and he came upstairs firing, and my boyfriend fired back, and we took off running.
Main credits her boyfriend for saving the lives of her and her mother and doesn't understand why he's also been taken to the Berrien County Jail. She says he's a license to carry a gun in South Carolina and says he acted in self-defense.
More than 3 inches of rain in just a few hours Saturday caused huge problems in Cass County. The sheriff's office was called out for 2 water rescues where people were stranded in their vehicles and had to climb on top of them as the street turned into a river. Some residents had to be evacuated near Edwardsburg as the floodwaters moved sheds, boats, propane tanks, and more. Caskets were also exposed in Bethel Cemetery in Cassopolis after a flash flood washed away the ground holding them.
A Paw Paw man planning a massive endurance bicycle ride, all to raise money for childhood cancer research. Mark Linder is going to ride on or along all of Route 66 starting in Chicago on Friday. Linder's son died at the age of 6 back in 2013 after fighting cancer 3 times. The donations he raises will go to DC Strong to support families of cancer-stricken kids to cure search, which is a research group.
If you have purchased pre-cut melons from Walmart or Kroger stores, you're being urged to throw that food out. State and local health officials say a multi-state salmonella outbreak linked to those melons has shown up in Michigan, with 32 people in this state falling ill. There have been a total of 60 cases in 5 states in the Midwest, with victims being between the ages of 1 and 97.
The Out Center in Benton Harbor gearing up for its Lake Effect Pride Party. Executive Director Mary Jo Schnell tells us it's the LGBTQ advocacy organization's big summer fundraiser. This year's Lake Effect Pride event will be even bigger than others, though, because it's being held at Four Winds Casino Silver Creek Event Center in New Buffalo.
My goodness, we were so amazed. Four Winds Casino reached out to us last year and said, by the way, this party is going to happen at Four Winds in 2018, and we were so over the moon.
Schnell tells us the shindig will feature food, drinks, dancing, and awards for key Out Center allies. The Lake Effect Pride event next Saturday, and the theme is this year is Bet on Love, You'll Always Win. Tickets still available online, and we have a link to that posted on our website, WSJM.com. WSJM News Time 6:05 at 62. Friday on Wall Street, the Dow up 30, NASDAQ gained 14, S&P 500 up 31. Details in 20 minutes. Up next in WSJM News, we'll talk men's health.
The whole is greater than its parts. That's May Oberfell Lorber, Northern Indiana's oldest law firm, with individual attorneys coming together as a team to meet your complex legal challenges. Our team is dedicated to advising you on a broad range of legal matters, focused on positive outcomes, finding quick and effective resolutions to your legal disputes, whether it be assisting you in estate planning, real estate, personal injuries, business transactions, employment issues, or litigation. May Oberfell Lorber will provide prompt, effective representation. We're your neighbors, your friends, your local team with offices in Mishawaka and Southwest Michigan. May Oberfell Lorber, here when you need us, because we're part of the community, coming together to take the complicated out of your life. Accessible, experienced, versatile. Visit maylorber.com.
WSJM News Time is 6:06, 63 degrees. It's the kickoff of Men's Health Week.
On Blue Monday, you can wear blue and do something healthy during the day, like head over to Campus Martius between 11 and 2 to promote men's health. Dr. Michael Lutz is with the MIU Men's Health Foundation.
Any individual who attends this event can actually come and get screened for health needs, and there'll be educational materials available as well.
To learn more, go to BlueMondayMen'sHealth.org. Dr. Deanna Lights, the Michigan News Network.
And for Michigan area students, the last day of school nearing ever so closer.
It's exciting, it's fun, but it's also tiring, and we're all ready for it to be done.
Maureen Lemon, a teacher in Metro Detroit, on the final day of class.
There are certain teachers that can tell you exactly how many days are left for teaching, like 3 months ago. So if you ever knew, you could go find them and find out how many days you had left.
She says perseverance and hard work pays off.
Kids that got all A's get to go to Cedar Point on Monday, so they get to do lots of fun stuff for the kids that are doing well.
Jason Scott's the Michigan News Network.
Israeli leaders are turning their gaze to Singapore.
Speaking to a conference of American Jewish leaders here in Jerusalem, Prime Minister Netanyahu said that Israel is praying for the success of President Trump's meeting with Kim Jong-un on Tuesday. The Israeli leader then drew a hypothetical comparison. He said, imagine if South Korea and Japan, countries that are on the front line, felt threatened by a future nuclear deal with North Korea. That, Netanyahu said, is exactly what happened with Israel and Saudi Arabia, who saw dangers in the Iran nuclear deal. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
The president called Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau dishonest and weak after last week's G7 summit in Quebec. Canada and other allies were unable to assuage the president from threatening a tariff-fueled trade war before he left for his summit with North Korea's Kim Jong-un. ABC's Karen Travers reports from Singapore.
It really erupted into a very public spat between President Trump, Justin Trudeau, and it's now also escalated to the president's aides. You had his top economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, saying that essentially Justin Trudeau stabbed the United States and President Trump in the back with his comments on trade. I mean, this is really a very tense disagreement. And the White House, I think, expressing concerns that maybe it was setting a bad tone heading into the president's meetings with Kim Jong-un.
It's a good idea to read the fine print before you buy anything, and that includes travel insurance.
Chris and Emily Elias booked a week-long honeymoon at a pricey Caribbean resort. Then Emily found out she was pregnant, so they had to cancel. Chris figured, no problem, they have travel insurance.
Not a dollar back. They denied the entire claim from the get-go. They're saying that it's a provision somewhere in some paperwork that I never received.
But Carolyn Leakey with travel insurance comparison website Squaremount says it may not be fair, but it was in the fine print.
To be able to cancel a trip, they would need to buy a cancel for any reason policy.
Their standard policy didn't reimburse for a normal pregnancy. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now the scoreboard on News Talk 94.9. In the WNBA, the New York Liberty beat the Indiana Fever 78-75. Los Angeles Sparks beat the Chicago Sky 77-59. Major League Baseball, Penguins beat the Cubs 7-1. White Sox topped the Red Sox 5-2. And the Indians beat the Tigers 9-2.
For these and other stories, log on to WSJM.com. News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Depend on us. News time now is 6:10. Up next, WSJM weather you can depend on.